Jolly all of them.
Nothing.
All been burned. What we've seen under this one I'm talking about, in front side of that fireplace, split floors out of timbers, real even. Seems like a real steel axe is split it. We never know before the white man came. And all floor from that, it's a floor. But the back side, it's a big logs there for akin. And this way, inside of the igloo, we call it akin, that's the big timbers. And then behind that, you can sleep. The old timer said that igloo, Jolly Gore, what I'm talking about, Akilire, that's family on the other side, family on the other side. That's what the old timer said. And what I'm talking about, this one here, is about 20 or 30 feet storm shed in order to keep it warm or to run away from the when the invaders came. And then Ikaptala is the rainproof. The moss, 2 or 4 years been pinched by the sand or anything. It's really good. Even now we have to search for it, lots of them in the bank. And then after that dirt, that's and what we've seen on that Kokoloktok village, it has birch roofing papers on that. And then that moss and covered with the dirt. They use the birch parts for the rainproof in the same time that Ikaptala. And that's what I've seen. I really know when you get up there, I can take you there and see it for yourself, Rachel, if you want to.
John, can you give us the Eskimo word for those central timbers, those four? Is there a special name for the four that are the foundation for the house?
Yeah, I have something like that.
I have
yeah.
Posts.
And if I miss something, anyone can help me, because I tried my best. I'm a poor drawer, but I tried my best.
Yeah,
he said some people use the grass to keep the dirt in there, but I'm talking about is the Ikaptala, the best of all.
Now, how from people at Kobuk, how big would those timbers be?
Maybe about 8 or 10
inches. 8 to 10 inches?
Diameter?
Yeah.
Like diameter?
Yeah, diameter, yeah.
And how long?
Huh?
How long?
Any length they want. 8 or 10 feet or 12
Depending
feet.
Depending on the size of the house they want to build at.
Yeah, any size you want. Because I built up in the Powell River where the Daisy White, Daisy Ticket, before she married, was White. And then I make a house, me and my daddy and my brother, about 15 by 15, the big one. Any size you want of that, Ibrulik, Soligora, or Tupibak, you can make it.
And what kind of wood?
Spruce.
Spruce?
Yeah. Because we have spruce and cotton trees, or any timber, you name it.
How do you suppose, before they had steel axe, how do you suppose they cut down spruce trees?
The way I understand, they have a jade axe, because I'm from the, a lot of jade is the emblem for anything, cut for the edge, for the axes. My, where my claims is, in the mountains, we call it Uluksorik, they call it, but the white people came and changed the name, but Uluksorik, where my claims is. I've got a big land of my under my orders, and then any place at cut bank, you went up there, you can run into the old implements out of jade or flint or obsidian, hard things, and all kinds of implements we can find. All of those what I find from Sangdak River, where my claims is, the heads or anything, any little implement what I find are the arrow points of the flint or the jade, I give it to the soldiers without pay, just because they fought for our country. But now when I find it, I'm going to keep it for myself. I think it's good enough.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Shall I take a break? I think there's cold pop out there.
This afternoon.
And Tommy Lee.
Explain a little bit about the floor. Tamna leo koti lau flugo. Uplava matumina temanik. Panik to hit a kuba. Terele. Natha to pum. 10 years. Sabakama. Kiddings. Tamatumanu to pass it to me. Sule. To phonic man. Anderson me. Anderson me similar shop. Tamara Anderson. Similarity at Evruba. As in about 10 years, that I'm up with Sukahluit to pick around it. Shabak Tuma, it is Terwin Milio, 62 Milio, Party Tag Milio, Washing to come to Kinatis Kinyang in it, Shabak to Tema. Anokai, iti tigirok, ingilaan, ingilaan ni saunasok, onion porridge. The oldest village, we found onion porridge. 6 years, anokai, sabah kikut, natiklilat at hanu naglan. Waasin, saunaknik, sokosinik milo, tasama. 1500 kanokte. Sonernik sokosinyi kamin inyu inyu naksimari sama nengi chasin sonernik inyu ni naksimaitut. Tupekruit tamatko totu wawibu nanipayak innova idu sakaktut. Vaasin tupekraamik tanachimik nunamiyawni angmayakta. Wena natekaftok wa iknekawit mara ijaget iknekawit mabatani tere iknekawit mitarumane sabaga nexip tepcho shulega nexip sokotinik sikunik ijangane tamakna paketa kutik nerwim makna peni makna lo Sonernik, Tuwanik, Supayanik, Anyan Porit me, Tuwagin Uwektok, Sule, Sikto Miyane, Ase Sule, Iyaget, Jait, Jaitat, Jivakma, Inyagin, Sokuchit, Jaitat, Itepterwin Miyo, Sikto Miyo, Anyan porit milyo inyuwektut. Sule tagiktat. Tatkawani sule inyuwektut tuwat. Tatnawa iknagbikaak nagsut. Ikna. Asin luma. Pani maane utkusit. Sukuptat pakittahigibut. Utkusit tamatko ukotikige loim kikurgok. Tatna tuttum omanik. Nagaka akarigin mitkonginik, tutun mitkonginik, sunik abubluit, tasama takna piyak ujunyak lu, piyak takataka, piyak tekataka minyak siku sabang urak nasib, takna ikbat, takna sabang urak nipiwit lui mokoti gige, tada takna una iknakawik inyunit nakang nasib, Iyakoranik, natulu yang ijak tilalingnik, tamarigok igabotit, uwane, umane ik nakawing me, unaksip cakakluwit, kolutit tilakluwit, tanasi utkusin mun neklimik, imagmiglo imaling mun itna, igatirigok tamarigok tamatso iyaget. Atau
cikun igabot kaming? Umma piktaling mo na ta chiko nila ba kami unaksiman ni kilo imirla ta chiko uyaw ni ikikilaje si huli ulo imil kinyak uyaw ni kolok siya ni ikikilaga ni kaon na ko
How deep from the ground?
Kanganin.
Paksakapte tasama kanokte ititilakak taktun nutonektat. Tarakanoa paksa ora lakluo pidaktat. Tasama ta na itu.
Asin utok konektat samanit lukdot kanopati tigibat.
Kanokte na yung na itu naktut. Ilangit yung watukit. So nernik amakot na kung itniglo sule iyat ni si wala kapta inyum na kaunik tara nga pakitak duot sule tara anin niya kaya suknak supayat na kung itnik pekaktawala kut kaglan aglan kahit minik tilangat kang sinya itikot. Imogoramik tamna kakomik matuminga imogoramik tamna angutim nagaka agnam angutit ki temane nachraknip yuvik 4 days inyuchila tatna kotigiragigit sule agnan makon nutat tabani sule it naming imogoramaknip yuvik kotigiragigit tasamma tamatko makto Lutaw na taning, imuwarak sila taong na pakit kikot. Taanin na tilaliyorak, mikiyorak taong na imila runak, kaliwara ito nit na tilali.
Tommy, before you quit, Ed, I want to get a couple of questions in here. Two questions.
Okay.
About the house. First, how long would it take? How many days would it take to dig, cut timbers, and make a house like this, do you think?
Well, it's about, when we are careful opening the house, it took about 2 days or something like that. It's just careful.
To open the house?
Open the house.
But to go out and cut them, the timbers and bring them? It's a big job. And if you had to do it with a jade axe, would have taken longer.
Yeah, jade axe would be
a slow job. And would women have worked with men to build this, do you think? Or was it something that men did only?
They all helped each other in building a house.
Would there have been any kind of ceremony that they would have had when they first occupied the house?
First, they would build a fire in the house before they allowed the people to come in.
Very interesting. Warm it up.
Yeah, warming.
Housewarming, literally. Okay. Next step, could we look at the inside of a house and somebody draw one of where people would be sleeping? There was a sleeping bench? Along the side? Is this the doorway?
Yeah.
This is the doorway to the outside tunnel?
Yeah.
All right, so we put a sleeping bench around the outside here.
Outside here, the latest one.
All right. Now, where would Apa and Aka be? Is there a location for family and then for children? And maybe Anakrok?
And the children would sleep in between, and they'd come in and out there.
And then the floors, that's the layer, the layers of willow.
And then cover the
floors.
Evidently, the sleeping area was in a higher elevation than the other part of the house.
And then they could sit on the sleeping area and they moved and work.
Yeah, and the other part also was covered with a little some of the ladies would talk about gathering the twigs sometimes in a crowd and cleaning up all the dirt, you know, and then putting the twigs together.
It's where they have the food storage.
All right.
On the back. That side?
Opposite the door side.
Back.
Yeah, back.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Now, let me ask some of you that come from other places. Charlie mentioned about two or three houses with tunnels into Carrigie, for example. How about Kobuk? Was there, there was Carrigie at Kobuk, right? Well, I was wondering if in Kobuk also, the house went into the Carrigie. The houses went by tunnel to the Carrigie.
Okay. But we're talking about Kobuk and something like the same place in Ambra.
Yeah, yeah.
The same
that's the upper Kobuk.
What they know, we know because we're the
it's
same.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Upper left up. It nago to pick a hooting it na to crook carrival go cardi moon. That na a you wait to it.
In the Kotzebue area, they didn't do that. They didn't have tunnels to the Kotzebue.
They got a hallway, and then a doorway down to the lake.
There's one area that they talk about where there are several houses that are tunneled together, and also a tunnel down to the lake.
Mm-hmm. They would come out.
Yeah, and they said there was also one leading to the back.
Yeah.
So when the warriors came, then they could escape.
And
besides, the water table down here is too high.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the women made a comment that we never lived like mice.
Okay, let's go on. I think the next question to ask. We don't like to talk about it, warfare, but it's evident that it was existing. So maybe we better, while we're talking about building houses to escape from Indians or somebody, we better talk a little bit about where warfare took place, how it took place, why did it take place. And it seems as though more warfare up in the Kobuk. And was this because of Indians?
Yeah.
The go ahead and tell us about it, and we'll go from there. Well, what have you heard from grandfather?
We know exactly where it is, that you to Leora, right across from the Selby Creek place. It's a report, that's where they killed the most fighting and experienced fighter, the young men. That's the fighters from the Kayana went up there, and then they murdered him like just before they take over the Indians, visitors from the Hughes. And a lot of fellas like Joe's son, he can tell better, I guess, if he wants. Or Charlie Lee, if he knows it. Or old lady here, Mrs. Brown.
He had a suggestion that when we want to talk about a given subject, and especially in a certain locale, that we should ask the oldest people from that area first and give them a chance to speak, and when they're all through, then the younger generation can give more information if they have it.
Or ask questions.
Yeah.
All right. Who's oldest person from up
there? He said Mabel Brown and Susie Stocking and Jenny Jackson, those are the oldest ladies from that area, and they should be given the right to speak first.
All right. Let's move our tape recorders and listen to them.
Tagani lunga asi uti kama subli na lang mimi gumi niklunga papani sa bakuni inyula may duti punuk nunakas sa nagani tapo iya galaw ka kano inyuna lahat ilitso ka nagtiga kote ina marung ilitso ka nagtiga umagagla nubo na tat na tamani takunani kubang mini In walk to Sama, when I live at Tamna, can I sing a little for the lucky?
That was Mabel Brown.
Tu salah uktok ekuninga tibul lep teknik angu yak tonik kanuk tasama tu sama ne uksi okoti gira la uksing kisut angu yak magata subata angu yak magata sunik angu yose huting tokototi rut uwa kanasinyik satku kahutik nasinyik uwa apeksun laktok pikput Magup, kapanik ku kung kane kangenit.